Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lee, I think the Democrats are just determined. I mean, I don't know if they sit in a room or write it down as a plan to just drive their base insane and push them over the edge.
Wouldn't take much, would it?
No, and it really wouldn't. Now we've got DNC Chairman Ken Martin warning that we're on the verge of a dictatorship, a break-the-glass moment. This is the head of the DNC, of course, the DNC, that's the Democrat Party, basically. RNC and DNC run the two parties. Okay, so Democrat Chairman Ken Martin, here we go.
If we reach that break-the-glass moment when all of our democratic institutions have failed us, right, and we are truly in a dictatorship and an authoritarian regime here has completely shredded the Constitution, then party doesn't matter, and then elections don't matter, and then the resistance looks completely different. But until we reach that moment, and we may be nearing it, Jason, don't get me wrong, the role of the Democratic Party is singular, to win elections.
Okay.
Dictatorship, break the glass moment. Yeah. What are
Nazi,
you
Nazi, Hitler?
talking about?
Yeah.
And you notice, again, it's just a pet peeve of mine. They never say.
Right.
They never say. The closest they get to is Trump's breaking the law. What law?
Yeah. Please define that.
Please. Is it a state law? Is it a national law? What law?
Is
what are you talking about?
Is it a speed limit? Is it a jaywalking charge? What are you talking about here?
Hair too orange? I don't know. Tell us what law. You know? Because they don't. Ever. If I could find, and if you find a clip that says what law he's breaking, please send it to me. I would love to play because I can't find one. And I listen to audio all day long. Meanwhile, they unleashed the Crypt Keeper, Joe Biden.
Yeah.
He's you know, obviously very sick and he's just had cancer treatment. Yeah. But he explained on Jimmy Kimmel that the loss of our free speech rights is so grave, so dire, that he felt compelled to speak out about the, quote, dark days, unquote, we are living in.
Yeah.
Dark days for free speech. Again, did he explain, specifically tell us, like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
No, it was just implied, hey, I'm here on Kimmel. Yes, you're here on Kimmel. Who has a show? Nobody watches,
but yes.
Right. But you're here on Kimmel. Yes. And he said, we all need to do our part and stand up for these late night hosts who are losing their free speech. I'm sorry. You're on a show, moron.
Right. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Talking about how you're being shut down.
Dark days. But don't worry, he said. We'll get through. We've always figured our way through.
Friends, I can't sugarcoat any of this. These are dark days. But we're one of the only countries in the world that time and again has come out of every crisis we face stronger than we were in America.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
The crisis they faced? Kimmel was off the air for 2 days.
Yeah.
That's the crisis.
The crisis we faced, we had 4 years of the Biden administration where we had a completely open border. And you were offering benefits to people to come into this country illegally. And you were saddling the American taxpayer with all the debt. That's the crisis that was created. That was the dark time. Now there's light because the border has been closed. And the people who are here illegally that are the worst of the worst, who are really doing the crimes in this country, are being deported.
And, you know, he couches this in terms of free speech, okay? Just to be clear, okay, at Kimmel's bosses, you'll remember at Sinclair, all that, they came out and said, we suspended him because of what he said about Charlie Kirk. You can't make a joke out of a guy who just got killed for actual free speech. That's why. 2 days. It was it. 2 days. And that is a free speech atrocity. We are living in dark days. We're on the edge of a dictatorship. Okay. No, let's remember what an actual dictatorship sounds like, shall we? You're about to hear from the third richest man on earth who was still cowed into silencing Americans. That's how powerful the Biden speech dictatorship was. Here's Mark Zuckerberg. When he finally felt safe enough to speak freely to Joe Rogan, when he finally wasn't afraid anymore of going to prison at the hands of the Democrats, they told him what it was like to run Facebook under Biden.
Basically, these people from the Biden administration would call up our team and like scream at them and curse. It just got to this point where we were like, no, we're not gonna take down things that are true. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. So then you said, okay, you weren't going to take down things that were true. Then what happened to make you take down things that were true?
We just said, no, we're not going to take down humor and satire. We're not going to take down things that are true. And I don't know. Then like all these different agencies and branches of government basically just like started investigating and coming after our company. It was brutal.
Once again, just proves the axiom that whatever it is Democrats accuse you of is what they themselves are doing.
Yeah, we lived through the near loss of freedom and dark. They were dark days.
Right.
And it wasn't just us. Here's the world's, at the time, I don't know if he still is, I guess I should look it up, richest man, talking about what it was like to try to run X and allow both sides to have free speech under Democrats. See, it sounds remarkably like Zuckerberg.
Well, X is, I think, the one place where you can find out the truth.
Yes.
And
the only place.
Yeah.
So how much pressure, to the extent you can say, has there been on you to shut it down or to censor it?
Well, I mean, apart from the multiple Democrats saying that I should go, they want to put me in jail, take away all government contracts from my companies, nationalize my companies, deport me as an illegal, and have me arrested because I'm apparently Putin's best friend. Nothing besides those things.
Oh, that's all. Okay.
Remember Keith Olbermann demanding that he be arrested by the military for allowing free speech?
Somebody else who doesn't have an audience anymore.
Right, really, I know. And I mean, when it gets to the point that Elon Musk is openly joking, but also not joking, about how long of a prison sentence he'll have to serve if Trump doesn't win. This is before the election. Something is deeply wrong here. Jimmy Kimmel has never experienced anything like this.
No. If he loses, man, what?
You're f***ed, dude.
I'm f***ed. If he loses, I'm f***ed.
It does seem that way. You can't just be like, yo, I...
Yeah, I'm like, how long do you think my prison sentence is going to be? Do you think... Will I see my children? I don't know.
Because it's not like you can say, well, yeah, I maxed out to him, but, you know, I get... You
were I have no plausible deniability.
No.
No, and I've been trashing Kamala nonstop.
Oh, I know!
He's going to prison. And you know what? He's not joking. In 2023, the Wall Street Journal did an editorial because the Department of Justice had tried to put Elon Musk in prison, pursued him criminally because his company had bought him a house to live in when he was on that side of the country. It was one of these made up fake charges. Yeah. Well, his lawyers were better than theirs. They got beat in court. And then the DOJ is literally giving quotes, these lawyers, Department of Justice, to the Wall Street Journal. Well, we're going to come back. We're going to get him next time. We're going to get him on criminal charges. We don't know what yet. And the Wall Street Journal has to do an editorial like, dude, no, you can't just decide to put someone in prison because you don't like them.
Sounds like Letitia James to me.
But yet Biden has the unmitigated gall to go on Kimmel and talk about we're in dark days. We might lose our democracy. No, that was your administration, right, buddy. Although in all fairness, he may not have known.
Yes. Well,
truly. I mean, the FBI, anybody remember the belly button, the back door? 24 Democrat groups could just name anyone they wanted censored and the FBI would go in and take their accounts. The DNC could do it. The NAACP could do it. Adam Schiff did it. I'll never forget that one. Investigative reporter, Real Clear Politics was enumerating his crimes on X, so he got his account taken down. Schiff's crimes. But that was all fine, though. That was all very normal. But Kimmel, you see, did go two nights without doing his show. Now, that is the gravest free speech atrocity since the founding. I'm not making that up facetiously. Fake Tapper actually said that on CNN.
What about Gavin Newsom having pastors arrested for having a church service during COVID shutdowns? Or right. Waltz putting law enforcement out on the streets to make sure you stayed in your house? Talk about dark days. Good grief.
Again, it's like all history begins on January 20th of 2025. Mm-hmm. And no history has been before that.
None of that is knowable.
No. What's amazing to me, though, is that people fall for this. That's the weird part. Like, people on their side think this is real. And they're living in a dictatorship. Boy, I could tell you a few things about that.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, if you aren't paying attention to what's going on the streets of London right now, you should. On the streets of England in the UK. Because you're watching the globalist plan for world domination via infiltration and the replacement of voters. It's not just here. It's not just the Democrats. This is an eerily concocted worldwide plan. Donald Trump's holding it back here, but elsewhere in the world, they're not. You're watching your future or something like it in the streets of the UK right now. I want to tell you what happened over the weekend. And in the UK, where we are now, if you're Jewish, if you're conservative, you're just a patriot, if you are upset about the fact your free speech rights are gone, you don't like rape by migrants, too bad. You got no outlet. Can't speak about it online. They will show up. Now they're starting to show up in the middle of the night to arrest you for free speech violations. And you cannot demonstrate in the streets. They call it a riot and arrest you. But the Muslims can, including those who are not there legally. Here's what happened. The far right UKIP party, UK Independence Party, had planned for a Saturday protest in London's Whitechapel district to reclaim Whitechapel from the Islamists. Now, that sounds kind of weird. What are they doing? The Islamists have taken to praying openly in the streets. And when they do it, they block traffic and they shut the whole city down. And that's fine. That's fine with the Labour Party. It's totally cool. So they filed to have a peaceful counter protest. It's what they're protesting. You know, it's weird. Have you noticed in their own countries, Muslims don't block the streets praying to Allah? They go to mosques. They only do it in places like the UK. So the far-right UKIP party filed to get the permits for the protest, right, for March protest. Denied. 43% of Whitechapel is Muslim, 26% has no religion, and 18% is Christian. They say it's too high when they denied the permit. It's too many Muslims, you'll offend them. So you can't march. But they can block the street praying? Yeah, sure. No problem. Commander Nick John, who is in charge of the public order policing operation in London, it's Whitechapel's part of London, said, well, you know, Tower Hamlet, quote, Tower Hamlets has the largest percentage of Muslim residents anywhere in the UK, and the prospect of this protest taking place in the heart of the borough has been the cause of significant concern locally. It is our assessment there is a realistic prospect of serious disorder. So if they have to, and many of them are migrants, they're not even legally in the country, if they have to look upon peaceful protesters, there could be violence. So you can't protest. But what about them blocking traffic in London? Hey, it's okay. No, it's good. You know what happened next? Muslim counter-protesters, who did not apparently need a permit, decided they'd hold their march instead. So they did. Many of them masked. They looked terrifying. Looked like Hamas terrorists, honestly. If I was going to go as a Hamas terrorist for Halloween, I'd look like these guys. They marched through the streets instead of UKIP, shouting prayers to Allah, Allahu Akbar, and this is our country, they shouted as they marched. I mean, it clearly is. The original occupants are done. I mean, judging by who is officially allowed to do what in the streets, it is their country. Accompanying the Muslim marchers were cops who did nothing to stop them. They don't need permit. Not like the second-class citizens who live there. Accompanying the Muslim marchers were hangers-on lefty organizations such as Stand Up to Racism, the socialist counterfire group Antifa, of course, and the Socialist Workers' Party. And a brief moment was recorded by somebody watching all this. They put it online. It went viral. Here's why. When the Muslim Hamas-looking fanatics were marching and chanting, "This is our country," a member of one of the leftist groups marching with them was heard to say, "There's no need for that. We're on the same side, bruh." This is clearly a native. I mean, you can tell he's white, a native guy. He's not dressed in the kafaya, whatever. And a Muslim is overheard to say to him, "No, we're not. We're not on the same country. No, I mean, we're not on the same side. This is our country. It's not your country. We only permit you to march. We don't want you to march. We'd have you arrested." Listen to this. Overheard. This went viral yesterday online. It's chilling.
No need for that. We're on the same side, bro. Yes, we are, bro.
So you hear him yelling, "Allahu Akbar," and they were also chanting, this is our country. And again, the socialist sign guys like, "Nah, man, there's no need for that. We're on the same side." You heard him. "No, we're not. No, we're not. We're not on the same side. This is our country. Allahu Akbar. You go ahead. You go get your permit to march. Good luck. Good luck." There's another video that just went viral. You could see it on my X feed. It's a street preacher. We have those in our country too. And you know, the kind will stand on the corner. He's got kind of that cheap megaphone, but works very effectively. Yeah, it's the police forcibly turning it off and making him shut it down. He's in a Muslim area, so it might upset them. Just to be clear. Again, they pray in the streets now and block traffic. That's your future. Right there. Now, most of the illegals there in the UK happen to be Muslim. You wanna know what it looks like here? I'll play it for you. Remember when Democrats used to be, just a few years ago, when poor white rural voters, many of them blue collar or union, would vote for Democrats that were really big on funding rural hospitals, right? You know what's in Chuck Schumer's demand? I think this is actually the most interesting part. $200 billion to fund illegal immigrant healthcare for just the next 7 weeks. But also a demand that rural hospitals be defunded to the tune of $50 billion. So what is that? That is a transfer from white rural Americans who no longer vote Democrat and thus should be punished to the illegal immigrants who just got here. Listen to this. This is the same thing you're seeing on the streets of the UK, because it's coming from the top. It's coming from the globalists. Mike Johnson talking about the Democrat demands. Behind him, you can't see it because it's radio. He's got the list that Chuck Schumer gave him of the demands. Listen to this.
"But among the things they're demanding, this is what the Democrats in the Senate are demanding to reopen the government. They want to give $200 billion in health benefits to illegal aliens and non-citizens, paid for by U.S. taxpayers. That is in their proposal. They want billions in wasteful programs to be returned to foreign countries. So we stopped these things. They want to turn it all back on. They're demanding that we do all that to get the government open for hardworking Americans again. They want to give $500 million to left-leaning news organizations, and they want to cut $50 billion from rural hospitals. We cannot, we will not do those things. And they know that very well."
Have you ever seen Democrats want to cut anything? Yeah, not till now. It's the same thing going on the streets of the UK. And when Mehmet Oz did the investigation, found these Democrats were giving these illegals the Cadillac plans, like better than what you can get on Medicare. like 100% free vision care, 100% free dental care, no pay in over 6 different states they found. But they want to cut the funding for the rural health clinics, i.e. for Americans. That's the same thing on the streets. It's the same plan. Total replacement. They replace your jobs. They replace your health care. They make cuts. They give it to whoever just got here who votes for them. Replacement at every single level. Look at the CDLs this week. I mean, that's crazy. California, 62,000 illegals were given commercial driver's licenses. Those were American jobs. Good paying ones, too. See? It's the same thing.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're only creating, I don't know, 50, 20,000 jobs a month, 75. It'd be my guess. They keep, you know, readjusting it downward. I mean, nobody knows. So are the Democrats going to, people actually need these Democrats, these benefits because of Democrat-caused disasters that Trump's trying to clean up. Are Democrats seriously going to starve people to get health care for illegal immigrants? It's going to be interesting to see. Because they're doing it. Americans know it's their fault. This is the first shutdown battle I've ever seen them lose. Americans have figured this out. Republicans are voting yes. Democrats are voting no. And I've been playing this clip all morning. I'm going to keep playing it. It's Mike Johnson. And again, behind him, he's got Chuck Schumer's demand sheet. Chuck Schumer wanted Mike Johnson to do what Mike Johnson and Chuck have always done since Mike took over as speaker. Go behind the scenes, go in a back room, tell nobody anything, jam all this horrific stuff, including $200 billion for illegal immigrants to get Medicaid for just 7 weeks. That's how much we're spending. That's not for the whole year. Jam it in there. Shove it down folks' throats, preferably in the middle of the night, and move on. But for the first time, Republicans are saying no. And I think the only reason Mike Johnson's saying no is Trump's got him by the scruff.
But among the things they're demanding, this is what the Democrats in the Senate are demanding to reopen the government. They want to give $200 billion in health benefits to illegal aliens and non-citizens paid for by U.S. taxpayers. That is in their proposal. They want billions in wasteful programs to be returned to foreign countries. So we stop these things. They want to turn it all back on. They're demanding that we do all that to get the government open for hardworking Americans again. They want to give $500 million to left-leaning news organizations, and they want to cut $50 billion from rural hospitals. We cannot, we will not do those things. And they know that very well.
Now, remember, all that USAID money they want for Zimbabwe and all these very little strange places. What is that? Remember what that is, okay? Only 12% of that money that the Democrats are demanding that we send overseas, it's not going anywhere. Only 12% of it actually gets to its destination. Remember Marco Rubio explaining this?
But these reforms had to happen. At USAID, 12 cents of every dollar was reaching the recipient. That means that in order for us to get, you know, aid to somebody, we had to spend all this other money supporting this foreign aid industrial complex. We're going to find more efficient ways to deliver aid to people directly, and it's going to be directed by our regional bureaus, and it's going to sponsor programs that make a difference, and it's going to be part of a holistic approach to our foreign policy.
Yeah, Democrats are demanding the money back. Why? Where do you think the 88% goes? I mean, you've seen it. Have you driven outside of D.C.? I did. I worked there when I was just out of college, and I did it again, you know, with the kids. Recently, we drove out to Mount Vernon. So you could treat, I mean, you hire an Uber, it'll take forever. You go by mile after mile after mile after mile after mile of McMansions. Million-dollar properties, far as the eye can see. That's where it goes. And so those Democrats skim off the top, and they get to McMansions. But where's the rest go? If only 12% reaches its foreign destination. Oh, would the people who receive it, the NGOs, the Democrat NGOs, they turn around and write checks to the Democrats. And Democrats are desperate right now. Because for the midterms, their donors have said, you people are crazy, we're out of here. Republicans have $83 million cash on hand and about $12 million in the bank. Democrats have $10 million in the bank and $10 million cash on hand. Oops. Yeah, they need that foreign USAID money. You can see me doing air quotes if you're watching me. That foreign aid money, yeah, they need to cycle into the Democrat NGOs so that those Democrat NGO owners and benefiters can then write them enough checks to get through the midterms. How else are they going to do it? That's where that money goes. Do you notice in recent years, Democrats would like double what Republicans were raising? It's the NGO money. It's tax money. It's just filtered. It's a scheme. It's a scam. That's why they want it back. And so all these NGOs now are like, yeah, I'm going to go fight for trans rights in Malaysia. You're going to get your head chopped off too. By an angry crowd, you're not doing any such thing. You're going to keep most of it. Run some internet ads from the comfort of your mansion in D.C. is what you're going to do. They need the money for the midterms, and they need, you know, the fact that they're asking for $500 million to keep their media floats, admitting they've always given it to them, and their media wouldn't stay afloat. Otherwise, you can't lie in a free speech environment where people can counter you quickly. They need strategies. They need money to lie. I mean, they can't even get it right anymore, which is fabulous. This is just, you're watching them just literally melt down. And you're watching the Republicans for the first time in my adult lifetime say, no, no, no. And I mean, even Mike Johnson has been saying no to them for a long time. But here's the irony of it. They're still winning. They are polling at their least popular in 60 years right now in Gallup, Democrat Party. And still, it's their budget we're passing, not ours. And incredibly, Republican Speaker Mike Johnson actually admitted that yesterday. Usually I'm the one telling you, so I thought it'd be helpful if you could hear it from him. Oh, this isn't Republican priorities. This isn't our spending. This is Biden's budget, Pelosi's budget, Schumer's budget that they voted for 13 previous times. This would be the 14th.
What are they fighting? It's a clean CR. It's the same level of funding that they have voted for as recently as earlier this year. They are Biden-level policies and spending. This is not some Republican wish list. We don't have any of our priorities in this at all. It's the Democrats' own product. But they have decided to flip the script this time because they were getting too much heat from the far left.
And they wanted to shake us down for another 1.5 trillion, not million, not billion, trillion for 7 weeks. Well, because they don't have any money. They can't turn the vote out. That's their problem. It's a big problem. This is why we're broke, folks. Why are we passing the budget of a party that is the spending priorities of a party that is the least popular it's been in 60 years? Why are we doing that? I mean, look, the government shut down. Might as well get what we want. Folks, this article in Red State really is amazing today. Do you realize the interest payments on the U.S. debt are now 3% of GDP? Do you know how much growth is supposed to be this year? And it's actually, it's great that we're on target. 3% growth this year. So we could be growing at 6%. Do you know what that would be like? Nobody alive knows what that would be like. Not really. Well, some older people might remember it. Those are boom times. But we waste it. We waste it on this crap. It's incredible. Interest on the debt that we're going to have to pay over the last decade. You know what the interest was? It was $4 trillion bucks. It's a lot of money. You know what it's going to be In the coming decade, 14. The U.S. is broke, my friends. We are broke. And the funny thing is, everyone our side's like, oh, pass it, pass it, pass it. End the shutdown. I mean, the Uniparty is having a party. So understand here, the Democrats are screaming bloody murder like they're suffering and they're starving people in a situation where they are winning, okay? We're not winning here. They are winning. What they're angry about is they don't get total defeat, which is what we've given them in recent years. Kevin McCarthy gave it to them, and then Mike Johnson did. That's why they saved his speakership when Republicans were trying to recall him. They're just angry they can't go to the till, scoop their hand in, and pull out whatever they want. But they are totally and 100% winning. This is in our budget. God knows what corruption, graft, and fraud's in here. Again, we just found $1 billion spent for illegal immigrant health care over just the last 3 months in six states. God knows what else they have hidden in there. And that's not enough. It's not enough. We did not capitulate enough. That's what this is over. It's incredible. So, folks, what's going on right now, by the way, we just got a new jobs report. Private sector appears to have created 14, almost 15,000 job private sector jobs a week. So for a total of around 55, they're thinking for the month of September. That's after the month before it was negative for private sector jobs, which was a bad headline for Donald Trump. This is from ADP, not the government, so it's not screwed up. In other words, you're not going to see a huge downward revision. And folks, when you keep in mind what the baseline is here, okay, is that great? No. No, it's not great. But I cut Donald Trump a lot of slack. He inherited a total disaster. I mean, the Democrats just lied about jobs because they didn't have any. In fact, once we revised down, never forget, we had entire quarters where we didn't create jobs. That would be a jobs apocalypse if it happened under a Republican. And it was so bad, it would have been a jobs apocalypse under Biden, too, so they lied about it. So, folks, we got a long, long way to go. Remember when DOGE found 365,000 illegal immigrants on the Social Security rolls? They're getting $2,000 a month from one fund, and a lot of them getting another $500 from another. That's how they're living. There aren't jobs for them and us, period. Yes, and we'll say some of them are working under the table. Sure, yeah, no, I'm sure some of it. But for the most part, folks, there just isn't. The whole thing's a house of cards. That's why we got to keep printing all this money for now. But Trump, you can see he's trying to change it. He is literally killing himself, trying to change it, flying around the world, cutting these deals, things that you have never seen a president do before, and you'll probably never see a president do again if they're a Democrat or maybe even a Republican. I don't even think the definition of president involves any of this. I've never seen a person work so hard to save so many people. But anyway, fit to show better than expected jobs report. Everyone thought it would be negative again. It's not. It's going in the right direction. I know not fast enough. We all want it faster. But any kind of private sector growth at this point is fantastic. So a bit of good news there. And keep in mind, folks, Joe Biden, after the revisions down, had either zero or close to zero private sector growth for the last three quarters. So this is what we inherited. And it's going to be hard to fix, but Trump's doing it. Have a great rest of the day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.